What are you holding on to that you need to be releasing?
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Hey guys, Randy Gage here, back with another episode of the Power Prosperity Podcast. And this episode, we're going to talk about a burning bowl ceremony and how you can use it to release the past and recreate or reinvent yourself. And it's something, there's a physical element to it, a metaphysical element, a spiritual element. There's a lot of ways you can process this. But we're going to talk about that more in a minute. First, I would like to share what is the number one prosperity block that I encounter when I'm coaching people. And I will tell you, it all comes back to that question that I opened the show with. What are you holding on to that you need to be releasing? It's the first question I ask when somebody comes in and their prosperity is really blocked. They say, Randy, you know, I read all these books. I listen to your podcast. I went to your seminar. I listen to Tony Robbins. I read Robin Sharma. I read The Richest Man in Babylon. I read As a Man Thinketh. I read The Magic of Thinking Big. I'm trying to be positive all the time. I'm going to prosperity classes at the Learning Annex. Why am I not breaking through? And I ask that question because what we're dealing with is what Reverend Catherine Ponder likes to call the vacuum law of prosperity. And basically, the premise behind that, this is that nature rejects a vacuum. So if you go over there to the beach that I'm looking at here and you walk along the sand, you're going to put footsteps, your footprints are going to be in the sand, and then the wave's going to come up, the tide comes in and it's going to fill in your footsteps. I'm recording this in December where we can still go to the beach here in Miami, but some of you are deluged with a couple feet of snow. Right. And you could go outside and you would leave footprints in the snow. But the same thing, the wind will blow, it will fill them in. If there is a depression in the earth, it will rain and water will fill in. It'll cause a puddle. It'll cause a lake. It'll cause a river. Nature rejects a vacuum. So the basic premise of this theory is that the universe is inherently good, because the universe is inherently evolutionary. We have developed from primordial pond scum into one-celled organisms, into whatever, and we're still evolving to this day. Although, we could make a case if you're taking too much social media content, you may be de-evolving, but the natural state of the universe is evolutionary, right? It's continuing to expand. It's continuing to move forward. So I choose to view this in a positive state. And I recognize that's a choice, right? We could get a physicist on here, the most brilliant physicist we could find in the world. And maybe she would say, no, it's not really evolutionary. It's just cycles and, it'll go up, it'll go down. But I think we all have a perspective with which we view the world. And then that perspective bleeds over into how we expect things to happen in our life. That creates expectations. And our behavior is created by the vision, the expectations we have for life. So go back to this idea of the vacuum. If you're clenching on to something in your fist, you can't accept anything unless you open up your hand. So if you're holding on to a negative, dysfunctional relationship, there's no vacuum for you to attract a loving relationship. If you're holding on to being a victim, you can't become a victor. Why? There is no vacuum. So really what we're talking about with this burning bowl ceremony is creating a vacuum for prosperity in your life. So let me give you a couple of resources on how to do that. So first, just if you want to know more about the vacuum law of prosperity, here on my YouTube channel, by the way, I should have mentioned that I turn on the camera. I'm putting this on the YouTube channel so people can watch it who don't do podcasts. And on this channel, which is just youtube.com/Randy Gage, for you guys who are listening on the pod, that's what I call my channel, Prosperity TV. And go to that channel and then just search, type in the vacuum law of prosperity, and you'll see a show I did many years ago just on that principle. And then, of course, for you guys watching, you see the book behind me, my latest book, Radical Rebirth. That's really the premise of that entire book, is how you can kill off the old you and recreate yourself, which is something that I have done literally probably 5 or 6 times, where I have killed off parts of me that I didn't like, killed off aspects and elements of my personality and my behaviors. And, you know, just like you take off a jacket that doesn't fit you, you lay it on the ground and you replace it with a jacket that fits you better. I let go, I released limiting beliefs, and I replaced, like, money is bad and rich people are evil, and you need to exploit people to be successful in business, or that it's somehow inherently spiritual or noble to be poor. Those are limiting beliefs. When you have those kind of limiting beliefs, you hold yourself back, or you even actively sabotage yourself. So I eviscerate those limiting beliefs and I replace them with positive beliefs. And that's what that book is about, that process. And that's what the last resource I want to talk about, which is the burning bowl ceremony. That's the same thing that that does. All right. So let's break it down and, you know, look at what exactly is it? You know, how do you do? What is it? Why do you do it? How do you do it? So let's get into that. So this, like I say, it's a physical, but yes, it's kind of metaphysical in this sense, because we're going to do something on the physical realm, but we also, it enters us into the metaphysical realm. And I call it a ceremony. That's, remember, I'm a writer. At my essence, I'm a writer, and I think words are important. So I call it a burning bowl ceremony because I want you to make it really ceremonial. Approach this like you would a, what did the Catholics do? The confirmation, or the bar mitzvah, or bat mitzvah, or the a child coming into, you know, the boy becomes a man. You know, we like to do ceremonial things. There's a reason, because of the way they imprint your subconscious mind and the way you reference that memory. So make this ceremonial. So how do you do it? You get a nice sheet of paper. Do it the horizontal way, so you've got more space. Draw a line down the middle of the paper. On the left side of the line, the left side of the paper, write down anything you want to release. Write down the things that no longer serve you. Por ejemplo, jealousy, fear, procrastination, Maybe you have a limiting belief about health. Maybe you have a, right? Like lots of people, you know, it's crazy to me, but, you know, I look at my own family. I look at so many people I know, and they just got a belief that by the time you're 60 years old, you should be taking 10 prescription drugs a day to stay alive. That's insane to me. That's a limiting belief. How does it come about? Because of other limiting beliefs. So, you know, we believe that Cheetos, Fritos, and Doritos are real food. They're not. We believe Cinnabon and pizza and chocolate chip cookies and pineapple upside down cake is real food. It's not. We believe that carrot cake is like eating carrots and peach cobbler is like eating peaches. No, these are limiting beliefs. They're mind viruses that we've been infected with. We've been brainwashed. And so we don't know what to eat that's healthy. We don't know what to drink that's healthy. We don't know how to act that's healthy. So we pile one limiting belief on top of another limiting belief on top of another one. And then we say it's completely normal. If you got four or five senior citizens around a table at a restaurant and started the conversation, they could start comparing how many prescriptions they take. And 10, 12, 15, there'll be people taking 22. There's people have to carry around pill boxes, or they have to have envelopes segregated by the day because they're, and by morning and by evening, because they're taking so many medications, right? Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you to stop taking your medications. Don't change anything without talking to a licensed medical health professional. But also try to find a medical health professional who understands something about nutrition and health, not just disease, but health and wellness, right? You may have a limiting belief about relationships. If your mother abused your father abused your mother, if one cheated on the other, if they were constantly arguing and bickering and fighting during your childhood, those were your formative years, and you formulated a model of what you think a relationship should look like. And you probably repeated it in your adulthood, right? It's simply astounding how many children of abusers become abusers, how many children of alcoholics become alcoholics, how many children of drug addicts become drug addicts, because of foundational beliefs that are created in childhood. That's what that whole book, Radical Rebirth, that's what it's about. I break your life down into six major categories and look at the negative dysfunctional beliefs that there are in each, the limiting beliefs, right, that there are in each of those areas. So you may have that about health. You may have those about relationships. You may have those about money, right? The earlier ones I talked about. Money is bad. Rich people are evil. It's noble to be poor, to have a successful company. You've got to exploit workers and pillage the environment. To have a good career, it means you'd have to be a bad mommy or a bad daddy. Those are all limiting beliefs. So on the time you do this burning bowl ceremony, you're going to write all those limiting beliefs, all those things that don't serve you, all those things you'd like to release on the left side of that piece of paper. Now, what do you do on the right side? So step one is write the things you want to release. And by the way, I should have mentioned, I'm doing this at the end of December because this is kind of a tradition for me, is I always like to do a burning bowl ceremony on New Year's Eve. Something I picked up going to the Unity Church. Most Unity churches do a special celebration service on New Year's Eve. Science of Mind churches, many of them do it. And so I like to do that every New Year's Eve. But I find when I'm really crushing it, when I'm really doing amazing, I do more than one a year. And here's the thing. Don't think you got to wait till New Year's Eve to do it. You can do it today. Whatever day you're watching this video, you can decide, okay, I've got some things in my life I want to let go of, and I'm going to do a Bernie Bowl ceremony. All right, so you put all that, that's step one. Write it all on the left side. Then on the right side of the page, write what you want to replace the things you release with. This has been really life transfer. I mean, why I'm doing this, I actually did a video on this subject on my YouTube channel like 13 years ago. I did it on the beach in Phuket, Thailand, where I was just kind of masterminding some people at breakfast and we were talking about it. So I said, come on, let's go out and do a video. So I did the video. I just felt like it's time to update that video and I need to put it on the podcast because I had never done it on the podcast in depth. And I think I'm probably going to turn this into a blog post as well and put it on my website at randygage.com because there's so many people that desperately need to do this. And since I did that video 13 years ago in Phuket, I've been told by literally thousands of people that it has transformed their life. So I really wanted to, do it again and put some emphasis on it and put it out on all my channels. So now we said the left, we're letting, you know, the stuff we want to release, and the right, we replace it with what we want to, you know, go forward with. And that's why I say so many people, thousands of people have written me and emailed me and, you know, at seminars, talked to me about this and how transformational it was. And like one of the ones I hear frequently is vengeance or revenge. So they've been carrying around this vengeance of somebody they want to get even with. And they do the Bernie Bowl and they write revenge on the left side and they write love on the right side. And it transforms their life. For me, people who know my work and followed me, you know, I'm an open book. And, you know, I faced addiction problems over and over again in my past lives. And finally, on a Bernie Bowl ceremony, I decided I was going to replace drugs with working out. So every time I wanted to backslide into drug addiction, I went down and got on the elliptical or the treadmill or the whatever. And I just started working out, doing cardio every single morning, every day that ends in Y, and started doing strength and resistance training. And so I released drugs and I replaced it with working out. So those are the things you put on the right side of the equation. Now, step three, this is to supercharge it and get exponential results from it, is write a letter to yourself or to God or the universe or whatever your particular belief structure is. But I love the idea of writing a letter to yourself. And then you give it to a friend, you seal it up in an envelope and you give it to a friend and you ask them to mail it to you in 4 months. So I'm going to make a special one-time only limited offer for you. If you're watching this, when it first comes out in December 2022, if you want to be really bold, daring, and innovative for the new year, write the letter to yourself and post it in the comments below this on the YouTube channel. And why I suggest do that is two reasons. One is because if you give the letter, like if you write a physical letter, you can give it to your friend and say, hey, mail this to me 4 months from now. Or you can write your personal letter to yourself in the comments And then I will send out a reminder to every, in my blog, in my podcast, and my newsletter, 4 months from now, which would be April 2023, I'm going to remind you, hey, go back to this blog and, you know, this YouTube channel and read the letter you wrote to yourself. So kind of what that looks like. So if I'm writing the letter to myself, I say, dear Randy, just checking in on your progress. It's been 4 months now since you did the Burning Bowl ceremony. One of the intentions you set was you want to meditate every day. You said you wanted to release anxiety and busyness, and you were going to replace it with peace and harmony. And one of the ways to manifest that was you were going to set aside 10 minutes every day for transcendental meditation, let's say, as an example. So then you get that letter in April. Like, you know, I did really well. Or, you know, I'm going to do cardio every day. I did really well. I did for the first 10 days of January. And then I kind of fell off the wagon. And I did a little less. And now it's April and I'm not doing it at all. And it's a check, you know, to kind of get you back on track. And why I love, why I'm suggesting you write it in the comments is because you make a public declaration and you tell people, hold me accountable. And you make the, and we've got an incredible community here and on Prosperity TV. These are really people vibrating at a high level of prosperity consciousness and those who aspire to. And they love and support each other. And so if you want to put that community to work, put it in the comments. So that letter is just a reminder to kind of get, because if you can get back on track in 4 months, you still can have an incredible year. Because you start off with some momentum, maybe you lose focus, you lose the momentum, you get back on track in April, then you could still have an amazing year. But remember, you could do this at any time. All right, now what is step four is you take your paper with the list and you literally rip it in half, or you cut it in half if you don't want to mess it up. So you keep the part on the left side, which is, I'm sorry, you take the part on the left side, which is the things you want to release. And you're actually going to put it in a bowl and burn it, or a garbage can and burn it. When I, you know, I've done some of my boot camps and seminars where we do this, and I, you know, we get a big drum container. We go outside and every, you know, we put it, you know, we start a fire in there, and then everybody comes up and they throw the left part of their list, the things they want to release, into the flames, and they watch it burn up. They watch it return to the nothingness from which it came. And like I say, you know, fire is a very spiritual thing. It's also a very physical thing. So it kind of puts us in this realm of the metaphysical, where we're just firing on all cylinders. So, you know, you just watch those things burn up, the things you want to release. You watch the manifestation of that paper, that list with them, they burn it up. And then you take the right side of your paper and tuck it into your Bible or your Quran or your journal, or you tape it on your monitor. You put it up on your, above the mirror in your bathroom, so you see it every morning. You put it on your dream board, your prosperity manifestation map. It's just an extraordinary transformational experience. All right, some final thoughts on this, and then I'll wrap it up and let you get to your ceremony. Remember, it's not really, it's great for the new year, but it's not inherently a new year's thing. You can do this any time of the year. I had a dear friend named Ray Pelletier, who's no longer with us in this realm, unfortunately, but that was his whole theme, was every day can be January 1st. Every day is a chance for you to start the new life, to create the new you. It's not really about happy new year. It's about happy new you. So remember, letter to yourself, give it to a friend, ask them to mail it to you in 4 days, 4 months, I'm sorry. And if you want to really be accountable, write the letter, put it in the comments here. Please like and share this video. Share the principles of prosperity. If you're listening on the podcast, like it or rate it, share it as well. If you're listening on Spotify, I understand they can do comments there. So you get down and you could post it in the comments there. And then I would like to end where we begin and ask you once more, what are you holding on to that you want to release? Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.